Hey. Welcome to the Faithfully Confident podcast with Christian confidence coach Courtney Berry. That's me. This podcast was created for those of you who God called to become entrepreneurs and you desire the confidence to pursue a business. If you're starting on your journey and want to learn all things faith, confidence, marketing, and sales, you are in the right place. If you enjoy today's episode, share this episode on your social and tag me at SheBloomsFaithfully on Instagram. I'll catch you later and enjoy today's episode. Oh, and don't forget to subscribe. Hey, you guys. Welcome back to the Faithfully Confident podcast. Today, we are going to be talking about how overstimulation is killing your joy, killing your productivity, and slaying your profit. And not slaying in a good way, you guys. So we're going to make it nice and short and sweet today. I'm just recording while my husband's out getting groceries. So I'm sitting in the in the truck, just figured, hey, you know what? I'm going to record a podcast right now. So what I wanted to really dive into today, and I wanted to give you guys a few takeaways to kind of start implementing in your life, in your business right away as well. I would love to start doing that more with these episodes, and let me know if you would love to have more like activities to, once you listen to a podcast, have like some action steps to do. So you're not only just listening to a podcast, but you're also walking away with something to do and something to shift and change in your life, and be able to make those changes in your life and in your business. So let me know if you guys would love that. Just let me know at SheBloomsFaithfully on Instagram. So, all right, let's get started. So I used to believe that there's an Albert Einstein quote. I can't remember off the top of my head what it is, but it is something along the lines of a cluttered desk is like a busy mind, or I don't know, it was always a positive quote for me, and I loved it because my life was always just chaos. There was mess everywhere. Everything was disordered. Like, I did not have any order in my life at all. Like, when it came to notes, oh yeah, oh goodness. My teachers in college and school loved me because it was pristine, like pristinely clean. There was, you know, perfect writing, nice and neat, easy to read, very legible, had the highlighters. Oh, I am addicted to highlighters, you guys. I am a stationery addict. Not gonna lie, stationery addict here. But I would have these beautiful notes that's easy to read, but the rest of my life was just so disorganized and so chaotic. And that's carried on throughout being an adult as well. And as a business owner, especially, if my environment is cluttered, my business is starting to struggle because I can't focus. And this is why a lot of entrepreneurs, you'll notice, start going to places like Starbucks or the library or just out in nature to work, because they're not being overstimulated and they can focus on the task it is at hand that they are doing. When you don't have that sense of chaos around you, you have that moment of peace and clarity as you're just focusing on what it is that you're doing. It is incredible what it is that you can get accomplished. Like, I wrote a devotional called Self-Love Devotional for Women, and you can get it on Amazon. I'll add it into the links as well. But I wrote that book. I kid you not. It is a 21-day devotional. I wrote it in basically 4 hours sitting at Starbucks with a coffee. 4 hours, you guys, for a number one best-selling devotional on Amazon. 4 hours. Because I was not being overstimulated. I was not being pulled in different directions. My house mess was not around me. I didn't have my phone turned on. All I had was my coffee, my book, my focus, and more coffee, of course. More coffee. Always have more coffee. But I didn't have anything around me that was creating different thoughts and pulling me in different directions. And especially as an entrepreneur, as a mom. Oh my goodness, you guys. I'm not even going to get started on that. I am always constantly being pulled in different directions. So that's really what I wanted to just give you guys today, is if you are losing focus in your life, in your business, look around you. Look around you. What is getting your attention? What is saying, I need to do this right now? I really need to do this right now. Oh, I should have done that. I need to do this right now. What is that task or tasks, because I mean, it's going to be multiple tasks. If you're being pulled in different directions, it's multiple tasks. You know, do the dishes, you know, get this done in your business, get that, check your email. It could be digital noise too. It's not always just physical noise in your environment. It can also be digital clutter as well. So my takeaway for you guys today is I want you to take a look at your life and your business. Just really focus on how it is that you're feeling and ask yourself, what is needing my attention right now? What is it that is taking my attention away? And write those things down. Write those things down and go, okay, is this something that needs to be done right now? Is this something that I can delegate out? Is this something that I can put off? Like, it doesn't need to be done. It's just something that would be nice to do. What is going to happen if this does not get done? Like, ask yourself those hard questions when you're looking around in your environment and whatever it is that's bothering you. And once you start eliminating all those things that are pulling you in all directions, your focus on what really needs to be done, what you really want to be doing, is going to be so much stronger, and you're not going to be completely overstimulated by all the things around you, because overstimulation, especially as a mom entrepreneur, oh my goodness, like, do the dishes, clean up this, make sure this is done, make sure that, like, oh my gosh, there's so much to do, you guys. But that is really, that's what I want you guys to really own in on today, is figure out what is overstimulating you, and ask yourself, how can I remove this from my life in a way that's going to work for me? With my life personally, like as a mom, I have I don't know if you guys have this, but I have little, I call them little clutter baskets or like not right now baskets. And I just walk around my house and I have this basket of just things like, this doesn't belong here, this doesn't belong here, and I just throw it into the basket. I just throw it in there and then I put it aside for another day. And what happens with that is it doesn't get dealt with right away and it ends up just pushed away into the corner. And then next thing you know, the next day I have another basket. So with those, if you do that in your life, I will tell you right now, they're wonderful to do. It's great, it works fantastic, but you're also creating essentially more clutter and more overstimulation in your life, because if it doesn't get dealt with right away within that day, it's gonna end up cluttering and overstimulating you even more. So if that is a habit that you guys have, make sure it's a positive like habit that's not gonna completely overstimulate you with what needs to be done in your life and your business. That's what I wanted to share with you guys. And it looks like my husband is coming back from the grocery store. So I hope that this episode helped you in any way, shape, or form. It was a very spontaneous episode. So I hope you enjoyed it. I love you guys. God bless you. And may you remove all that overstimulation in your life and stop procrastinating and just get more shit done. All right. God bless you guys. If you made it this far in the episode, I wanted to take a moment and just personally thank you and share truly how grateful I am for your support. I really do appreciate you more than you know. And if you'd like to show more support with the podcast, please share it with others so they can find it, post about it on social media, and don't forget to tag me at She Blooms Faithfully. I love to connect with my listeners and hang out with you guys on Instagram. It would also mean a lot to me if you took a moment and left a 5-star review and rating. Thanks again, and I will see you next week.